Jude. And we'll start with verse 20. We heard in the announcements that we'll have a few services of revival starting next Sunday night. And so if you'll be in prayer this week, we'll have a couple days of fasting. We'll talk about that tonight. Jude, verse 20. But ye, beloved, building up yourselves on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost, keep yourselves in the love of God, looking for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. And if some have compassion, making a difference, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment spotted by the flesh. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen. Can you say amen? Amen to the Lord's word. You may be seated. I'd like to take verse 23 for a scripture text. It says, and others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garments spotted by the flesh. The first line, others save with fear. Amen. The second one, pulling them out of the fire. Now, I want to preach this morning, if the Lord will help me, for just a little while, on I'm too afraid to stop pulling. I'm too afraid to stop pulling. Amen. Save with fear, pulling them out of the fire. You know, the Lord will rescue souls from hellfire. The Lord will save souls from hell's fire. If you're saved this morning, amen, God has saved you from hell's consuming fire, ever burning torment and flame. Hallelujah. I'm glad that the Lord, amen, has given us a call. I'm glad that the Lord has given us a message. I'm glad that the Lord has given us a reach. Amen. And we're pulling men from the fire. I know that these scriptures, verse 22, some have compassion, making a difference. And this verse that we're going to take as our text is talking to soul winners, teaching us to be soul winners. It's God's will that we be soul winners for Him. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. The Bible says, he that saveth a soul from death, amen, he that converteth his brother from the error of his way, hath saved a soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. Now I want to preach this morning. Again, I'll tell you, I'm too afraid to stop pulling. I hope nobody here this morning has stopped pulling, amen, for souls to be saved. Because the Bible says, save them with fear. Praise God. And there's, you know, a lot of souls that need to be saved in the day and hour we live in. Our family, our friends, co-workers, even some that we go to church with. Amen. And we need to be pulling them out of the fire. Amen. And I believe that the Lord would have us do that. Would you pray for me this morning that the Lord would help us, anoint us? Lord, I thank you for the presence of God that we felt in this service. I pray, Lord, as we go to your word, that your anointing would be with us and that the power of the Holy Ghost would break every fetter and destroy every yoke. I pray, Lord, against every hindering spirit and every power of darkness, that it be broken in this service. Lord, that you would help us to pull even this morning, and that you would encourage those this morning, Lord, to be soul winners for you, Lord. Help the church this morning. God, I pray that you meet us in these altars in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. There's a lot of ways you could pull. I'm going to preach about two this morning, simple message this morning. And I hope that the Lord would encourage your heart. And I pray most of all that God would help us pull somebody, amen, right here in this service. If not, I pray that God would encourage every saint this morning to leave here and be afraid to stop pulling. You know, a lot of people have quit pulling. A lot of people have given up, amen, maybe on family or friends or those, amen, that they used to pray for and used to fight for. Amen. Used to, amen, just cry out to God, Lord, save, Lord, deliver, and they've stopped pulling. Amen. But we ought to be too afraid to stop pulling. Amen. Pulling in prayer. Praise God, prayer is the most powerful weapon that anybody could ever use. Amen. In soul winning, you must pray. You plant the seed and water with tears. Amen. But I'm telling you, prayer brings the increase. Prayer brings, amen, the result from God. The Bible tells us, amen, the book of Samuel, that the children of Israel had requested a king and asked for a king like other nations. And God was displeased with the children of Israel because God had led his people. God had led them with his own, amen, word, and through different judges, and just different men would rise up out of every different, you know, tribe or you know, family in there, and just would lead God's people, whoever God anointed. And they requested a king when Samuel's sons wasn't going to follow. They wanted somebody that would rule, and then their son would rule, and then their son would rule, and they wouldn't have to keep changing, you know, changing coats, so to speak. And we'd just know who's going to be the next leader, and we could just groom him. We want to be like other nations, is what they said. Give us a king. The Bible says that Samuel told him, said, God's not pleased with you. God, amen, is going to show you today, amen, that he's not pleased with you. He said, I'm going to call God, amen, call to heaven, and God's going to send, amen, rain and lightning, amen, lightning and thunder and rain, and said, it's not even the time of rain, it's the time of wheat harvest. And Samuel called unto the Lord, and right then immediately God thundered in lightning, amen, and a rain came, a very heavy rain. And the Bible said that the people feared the Lord and Samuel, and they said, pray for us that we won't die. Said, please pray for us that we won't die. I'm talking about, I'm too afraid to stop pulling. And Samuel makes a statement. He says, the Lord will not forsake his people. He said, the Lord will, amen, have mercy on you because you're his people. And he said, moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. Amen. I will teach you the good and right way. And so Samuel says, amen, God will have mercy on you. He said, but as for me, he said, God forbid that I should sin in quitting praying for you. You know, if it's God's will for us to pray for somebody, if it's God's will for us to, amen, call somebody's name out, could it be that we'll stand in judgment one day for not praying for that person? Amen, or not praying for those people? God's given us a ministry of prayer. God's given us a ministry of pulling. And I'm too afraid to stop pulling. Amen, because it's a sin. He said, amen, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in stopping to pray for you. I'm telling you, God lay people on our heart to pray for them. God will lay people on our heart, amen, to call their name in prayer. Amen. God forbid that we should stop pulling. I'm too afraid to stop pulling. Amen. I'm too afraid to stop praying for people. He said, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord. Amen. God may have given us a call, a ministry of prayer. He's say, what can I do? I can't sing, or I can't preach, amen, or I can't talk good, or I can't. Well, every one of us can pray, amen. We can pray for those. Say, I can't take a missions trip. You can pray, amen, for the missionaries. You can pray for those that are out there winning the lost and doing the best that they can, amen. I'm too afraid to stop pulling. I'm too afraid to stop praying. He said, pull them from the fire. Amen. Save them with fear, pulling from the fire, pulling in prayer, pulling in preaching, pulling in speaking words and ministering, giving tracts or however you can witness. Are you too afraid to stop pulling this morning? Has God placed a call on your heart or your life? Maybe God's called you to preach the gospel. Amen. Maybe nobody knows but you and the Lord. Amen. But I'm telling you, we've got to do God's plan. We've got to do God's work. We've got to pull men from the fire. Amen. It happens many different ways. It might be in the smallest measure, the smallest way. It might be in a crazy way or some, you know, crazy thing. You know, I've told the story about that man up in the woods. I think it was West Virginia or something, you know, way up there in them high mountains. It was Kentucky or West Virginia, way up there. And God told him, said, go preach out in the woods. You might have heard the story. He went out there. He'd always hunt out there. He'd go out there. No, he said, preach. And the Lord, he felt like the Lord wanted him to preach. Well, he took a text and preached them woods and just a little clearing there and preached and just went out. He said, he felt like the Lord said, tell him you'll be here tomorrow at the same time. He said, oh, by the way, I'll be here tomorrow at the same time. Well, he didn't know there's an old hunter in the woods there. And he was listening to him. He said, man, this guy's crazy. He went back talking to some of his hunting buddies and friends and telling them, this guy was out there preaching and said, he even announced he'll be there tomorrow. Well, some of them, you know, got together, said they went and hid in the woods. These old guys, sinners, lost, hiding in the woods. A man come out there, sure he comes carrying his Bible, walks out there, amen, just like it's a regular church service, and preaches. But the Spirit of the Lord began to deal with some of those hearts that was hiding in the woods, and God dealt with them, and they had a revival in the little old country church, amen, because somebody was too afraid to stop pulling. Amen. God gives us a way, amen, to pull, and the Bible says, amen, save with fear, pulling them from the fire. Save them with fear. Why fear? I'm afraid for myself. And they say, why do you preach it so hard? Why do you preach it so straight? Why would you tell it, you know, this way? I tell you, I believe God wants us to live right. I believe God wants us to walk right. And I believe God wants us to spit white. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. Amen. But I'm afraid for myself. The Bible says in Ezekiel chapter number 3, he said, if I give a warning to these people, amen, said, I've called you to be a watchman. Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Amen. Therefore, hear the word at my mouth and give them warning. Listen to this verse of scripture. I'm talking about I'm too afraid to stop pulling. When I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, and thou givest him not warning. In other words, God said, preacher, I told you that they'd die if they committed those sins, and if you don't tell them, he said, his blood will I require at your hands. You know what that means to God? That means that the blood will be just like you killed them with your own bare hands. Yeah, they'll die in their sins. Yes, they'll go to hell. Amen. But watchman, preacher, I'll require their blood. You'll stand in judgment for murder, and you didn't tell that man the truth. I want you to know it's a very awesome responsibility as preachers of the gospel, as men and women of God. Amen. There's a heavy weight on our shoulder. We don't want to make people mad. You know how many people have left the church or left churches or left this church because they didn't want to hear, amen, some straight preaching or preach that way, or they didn't want to live that way. It's a heavy responsibility. You love people, yet you know you'll stand before God one day for the messages and the word that you tell them. I want you to know, amen, I hate to see people walk out the door, but there's a fear in my heart, and I'm too afraid to stop pulling. Amen, because I'll stand in judgment for telling them the truth. I'll stand in judgment for telling them a lie. Amen. I'll stand in judgment one day if I didn't pull and tell you the truth. Amen. Oh, it's a fearful thing to think that God will require of me, amen, to tell individuals the truth. Amen. Preachers don't realize. Amen. God help us this morning. The awesome, the unthinkable requirement from God Almighty. He said, I give the message, you give the warning. Amen. If thou warn the wicked and he turn not from his wickedness, nor his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, but thou hast delivered thy soul. Amen. When a sinner, amen, comes and God gives a message to that sinner. You say, how come? Amen. Every time a sinner's in the service, amen, don't you preach to the lost? I want to tell you, just because people come to church don't mean God deals with them. God has to deal with them. God has to give the message. Amen. There's people going to church that God, amen, never sends a word to them again. Oh, God, help us. I'm afraid for myself. Amen. The Bible said when a righteous man doth turn from his righteousness and commit iniquity. In other words, somebody starts to backslide. And God lays a stumbling block before him and he die. He said, because thou hast not given him warning, he shall die in his sin. And his righteousness will he hath done shall not be remembered, but his blood will I require at thy hand. Nevertheless, if you warn him, amen, he'll still die, but you've delivered your own soul. I'm preaching to you, old paths this morning. I'm too afraid to stop pulling. I'll stand before God for every message that I've preached. I'll stand before God. Amen. Somebody turns their back on God, and God says, Brother Sam, preach to them. Amen. I'm not pleased with that sin. I'm not pleased with that backsliding. I'm not pleased with that fornication or adultery. I'm not pleased with that greed. I'm not pleased. I want you to know that sin will take that soul to hell. But if I didn't warn that person, amen, God will require their blood at my hands. Amen. Do you understand this morning why I'm too afraid to stop pulling? Do you understand this morning why every preacher and every man, woman, boy, or girl, amen, that has a call on their life, better be afraid to stop pulling. The Bible says in Hebrews, amen, chapter number 13:17, it says, obey them that have the rule over you, submit yourselves, amen. For listen to this, for they watch for your souls as they must give an account. Amen. They'll give an account for your soul. God didn't call the preacher, amen, to pat you on the back. God didn't call the preacher to sugarcoat his word. God didn't call the preacher to put a cherry on top. Hallelujah. God called the preacher as a watchman that'll say the bridge is out. You're on the wrong path. God called the preacher as a watchman to say the storm's coming. God called the preacher to say the night's coming. God called the man of God to pull from the fire. And I'm too afraid for myself to stop pulling. Hallelujah. I'm too afraid for you to stop pulling. Not only am I too afraid for myself, I'm too afraid for you. Hallelujah. Lord, help us this morning. I'm too afraid for you. The Bible says in Hebrews 10:31, it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. It is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. I'm too afraid for myself. And I'm too afraid for you. Amen. God gives us a heart of compassion. God gives us a heart to go. God gives us a heart to preach. God gives us a heart,
Amen, to work and to labor and to do what we can. Amen, I'm too afraid for you. I'm too afraid for my hearers. Amen, those that won't listen. Those that won't pay attention. Those that won't take heed to God's word. The Bible says it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. And the scriptures before that says, a certain fearful looking for of judgment and fiery indignation, which shall devour the adversaries. God's a consuming fire. Amen. God is God Almighty. Amen. And he don't have to pass it through Congress before he does it. He don't have to pass it through the deacon board before he does it. He don't have to call, amen, a council of preachers and say, do you think I should do this? Amen. No, I'm too afraid. I preach too long, even though it's not near as long as some. And I've seen people make bad choices and face horrible consequences. Amen. And I'm too afraid for my hearers. I'm preaching on, I'm afraid to stop pulling. Amen. Saved with fear, pulling from the fire. The Bible says, rest with us, the Lord shall be revealed from heaven with his mighty angels in flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and that obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power, when he shall come to be glorified in his saints and to be admired in them that believe, because our testimony among you was believed in that day. Wherefore also we pray always for you. You know what the Apostle Paul is telling the Thessalonians? He's telling them, I'm too afraid to stop pulling, because there's coming a fire one day. There's coming a judgment one day. You know, every woman, boy, or girl under the sound of my voice this morning will stand before God one day. That's why I'm too afraid to stop pulling, because you'll stand before God one day, amen, and God will require out of you, amen, what he will require. I'm too afraid for you to stop pulling. I remember a time, this hasn't happened very much, several years ago, we was in a service and I felt such a heaviness to reach for this certain individual. And probably 6 or 7 years ago, and as I began to reach for that individual, it was so evident. Sitting back in the congregation, this individual began to weep and cry, notably under conviction of the Holy Ghost, that service. The presence of God was so real in that service, others came and prayed. I thought, surely she'll get up and come to the altar. I thought, surely she'll come. She didn't budge. She didn't move. The altar call was given. The presence of God was in the house. It wasn't dry like it is this morning, y'all. I might be trying to preach, but I mean the presence of God was moving. People was responding. Others was getting help they needed from God. Others was coming. I felt such a burden for this individual to come and pray. Come and give their heart to God. I had talked to them even before service other times about getting right with God, giving their heart to God. As they came that morning or evening, I believe it was an evening service. I can't remember the exact service, if it was morning or evening, but I can just like relive it in my mind so plainly as the presence of God was dealing with that young lady to come and pray. And I went back to her and asked her to come. She said, no, I think I'll be all right. She was having trouble in her family and her marriage and all. That's what had got her to the church. That's fine with me. I don't care what gets people to God. And God don't care either. People feel bad. I'm not going to come to God because I'm down. Hey, God will accept us if we'll just come to him. The Bible said, any man that cometh unto me, I will in no wise cast out. Don't ever let the devil tell you. You're just going to pray because you had a bad check or you have a bad day or, you know, you're in trouble. Go to God, amen, anytime that you feel God drawing you to Him. She made the statement. She said, I feel bad. She let me know that she felt bad, amen, because of her, you know, marriage situation and what was going on. She didn't want God to think she was coming to Him just because of that. This girl had been raised far from God, amen, knowing nothing of God, amen, raised in a way, amen, that that she knew nothing of God. And through some distant family, she had kind of become acquainted. Now, I'm telling you, that morning we pulled and prayed, asked God, amen, to help her. I remember praying in her seat, and I remember the Spirit of the Lord speaking to my heart and telling me, this will be the last time I deal with her. I remember the Spirit of the Lord speaking. Now, an angel didn't say it from heaven, and I'm not God, amen. I'm subject to be, you know, wrong or however, but I felt like the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me, amen, that it would be the last time. And I'm here to tell you, as the days have turned into months and as the months have turned into years, amen, I have yet to see, amen, God deal with her yet. And all the horror and all the trials, amen, she's faced. A lot of times we think when God says this will be the last time I deal with them, that we think that they're going to die in a day or something, amen, but you know, worse than that almost is living the rest of your life in sin and God never dealing with you again. Preacher said that he went down to the house, a man was dying, his wife was saying of God. And he said, you know, you're getting close. You ought to get your heart right with God. He said, can everybody else go out of the room? He said, the man said, I want everybody else to go out of the room. He said, preacher, you remember that time I come down there to revival and the presence of God was in that service. He said, I should have prayed that day. He said, it's too late for me. He said, man, that was 15 years ago. He said, I know. He said, but God has never dealt with me one time since I was in that revival service. He said, you mean the other times you come to church and revival, God never dealt with you? He said, no. He said, the last time. He said, I can cry about dying. He said, I can cry about my family. He said, but when I think of God, he said, I'm so dry. He said, the Spirit of God will not come near me. He said, I knelt down and prayed. I said, God, would you have mercy on him? He said, I felt like my prayers wasn't even hitting the ceiling. He said, I called other preachers, said, could you come by and help me prayed. He said, we gather around. He said, for some reason, we never could touch God. And he said, the man, amen, drew his last breaths a few days later saying, it's too late for me. I let it go years ago at the old revival service. I'm telling you, I'm too afraid to stop pulling. I'm too afraid for you. I'm too afraid for what you will face in the judgment. Amen. The Apostle Paul stood and preached before Felix. Amen. The Bible said Felix. I want to know about Felix. You know, Felix, he must have been a, you know, easygoing type guy or open-minded type person. Amen. Festus wasn't that way. He was closed-minded. Amen. He didn't care for Paul's message. Matter of fact, when Paul was preaching before Agrippa, Festus said, much learning doth make you mad. You're beside yourself. Paul said, I'm not mad, Festus. He said, the king knows these things. They wasn't done in a corner. Amen. He said, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? Amen. Paul was too afraid to stop pulling. He said, I know you believe. King Agrippa said, almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. Almost ain't good enough, friend. Paul said, I wish everybody in here wasn't both almost, but all together as I am, except for these chains that I have. But Felix was married to a Jew, and Felix wanted to know concerning faith in Christ, and Felix heard him, and the Bible said that Felix started trembling. The Bible said he shook. Amen. When Paul reasoned over judgment and temperance and righteousness and faith to come, the Bible said that Felix trembled, and he said, Paul, go your way, and when I have a convenient season, I'll call for you. You know what? When things are better, I'll get right with God. God. When things are lined up, I'll get right with God. But I want you to know something. Right now's the time. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. And God knows that there'll come a judgment one day for everyone. Saints of God, we must start pulling for our lost loved ones. We must get a fear, a hold of us. Amen. That will make us too afraid to stop pulling. The Bible said, amen, there was a man clothed in fine linen and fared sumptuously every day. There's a beggar that laid at his gate. The beggar died and the angels carried him to Abraham's bosom. Praise God. Hallelujah. But the rich man died and was buried, and in hell he lifted up his eyes. I'm too afraid to stop pulling. I'm too afraid to stop pulling. Stand together with me this morning. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah to your wonderful name. Wonderful Lord, wonderful Savior, wonderful Lord. Jesus, help us this morning, Lord. Help us to realize, God, that there is a place. I come to preach to you this morning, sinner friend. You need to get right with God. You need to stop putting it off. While every head's bowed and every eye closed and no one looking around, are you here this morning? God's dealing with you in this service. You here this morning, you know you're not living right with God. Say, well, everything was going good. Seemed like everything just going bad all of a sudden. Could it be that God's drawing you back to Him? Say, man, I thought I had it made. Preacher, I thought it was going good. Now, all of a sudden, trouble started up this last week or this, you know, last few days. And now I wonder how it's going to turn out. Could it be, my friend, that God is pulling from you, pulling for you? You know how to live for God. You know what it takes to live for God. God's not pleased with sin. God's not pleased with living wrong. God's not pleased. And the Bible said, to whom much is given, much is required. And you know better and you're doing it anyways. While Sister Bethany plays this morning, while no one's looking around, I'm not here to embarrass you. I wouldn't want to embarrass nobody for nothing. I'm not here to embarrass you, but you just slip your hand up and slip it back down and say, Brother Sam, pray for me. I'm not right with God and I know what I need to be doing. I'm away from God. While the saints are praying, God, make it easy on them, Lord. You're here this morning. I'm pulling for you. Yes, I am. I'm pulling you from the fire. God wants to move in your life once again. God loves you this morning. There's many ways I could have went and preached this morning. God has a desire and a burden for you to be saved. You're here this morning. You're under conviction. You know, God loves you this morning. Would you just slip your hand up and slip it back down? And no one's looking around right now. Say, Brother Sam, pray for me. Yes, I see that hand. God loves you. Yes, 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 I see those hands. Anyone else? Hallelujah, Jesus. Anyone else this morning? Slip your hand up. I'm pulling for you. I'm too afraid to stop pulling. I'm too afraid to not tell you the truth. Yes, God loves you this morning. Anyone else this morning? God's dealing with these. There's those that are wanting to pray. There is a place called hell. There is a place called heaven. It's our choice. Brother Mike stated as we started the service this morning, we have our own destiny in our hands. How about it? Anyone else before we make a change here and come to these altars? Anyone else? You just slip it up, slip it down while no one's looking around. Say, Brother Sam, pray for me. God bless you. I've seen that hand. You're here this morning. You're not right with God. God's dealing with your heart. Won't you come to this altar right now? I know the church is going to come just a minute. Won't you step out first? Won't you come? Won't you come and pray? You lifted your hand. You're not right with God. Won't you come? Why don't you come? God's pulling for you this morning. He's pulling you out of the fire. I want to tell you, I feel in my heart there's things that's happened. There's worries in your mind that have arisen that you didn't think would happen. Because God's pulling for you. Why don't you come? The Lord loves you this morning more than you could ever be even imagine. Loves you more than a mom or dad could ever love you. Loves you more than a brother or sister could love you. Loves you more than a husband or wife could ever love you. God loves you this morning. In the presence of God, right now is the time to come to Him. Don't wait another moment. Come on. While the Lord's moving, right now is the time to come. There's some that's coming. Right now is the time. The Lord loves you. He cares for you. Right now is the time to come. Don't wait another moment. Come on. Amen. You need God in your life. You need God in your heart. You need God. Right now is the time to come. Come on. Don't wait on others. Come on your own self. Amen. Step out and come on. Amen. Come on this altar. This is a place. The altar is a place. Amen. Of refuge. There's a refuge this morning. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I love you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. I worship you, Jesus. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. That's it. Come on. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's pray. Hallelujah. That's it. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you for pulling us. Hallelujah, Jesus, you're a great God. You're almighty, Lord, you're almighty, Father. Hallelujah, Jesus, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, blessed be the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, blessed be your name, God. Blessed be your holy name. You are wonderful, Lord. You are our Savior. You are our friend. Kind and compassionate, Lord.